The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. I often think that one of the most consoling things in Holy Scripture is the way it frankly tells us how slow the Lord's disciples were to understand him. I don't know about you, but I'm a slow learner, especially when it comes to things that really matter, and so were the disciples. In the gospel for this day, we have the wonderful story of how Jesus, with great compassion, fed the hungry multitude, 4,000 people, with a scant 7 loaves and a few small fish, thereby pointing to himself as the one sent by the Father to bring life to a dying world, a world hungry for mercy and compassion, a fallen world groaning under the tyranny of death, as St. Paul says in the epistle read on this day. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Into this ruined and dying world, God's eternal Son himself comes as that living bread sent from heaven to supply our need and more than supply our need. For after the 4,000 had eaten their fill, the disciples took up 7 whole baskets full of fragments that were left over. But as we go on in St. Mark's Gospel, we see that the disciples didn't really understand. They didn't really get it, because St. Mark tells us that not long after the feeding of the 4,000, when the disciples suddenly discovered that they only had 1 loaf with them, they immediately began to worry about how they'd be fed. And so Jesus, reminding them not only of his recent feeding of the 4,000, but also of his feeding of the 5,000, asked them, "Why do you talk about having no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand, and do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 7. So he said to them, "How is it that you still do not understand?" Yes, the disciples were very slow learners, and so are we. And what I mean by that is this. Like the disciples, we indeed see what happens in the course of our lives, but we tend to lose sight of the one whose providence directs our lives. We taste the food, but lose sight of the gracious hand that feeds us. I believe it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who once said, "God is in the details. God is in the details, in all the details. Not only in the events we consider great and good, but also in those that seem trivial to us, in the events and circumstances which humble us, which teach us in the school of experience how utterly dependent we in fact are on our Maker. As the psalmist says, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. It was good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. There was a devout Christian who lived more than 300 years ago. His name was Jean-Pierre de Caussade. And I love these words of de Caussade when he says, "All that is done in us, around us, and by us contains and conceals the action of God. If we could pierce the veil, God would show himself to us without ceasing, and we should realize his actions in all that happens to us. To each thing we should say, 'It is the Lord,' and we should find in every circumstance that we had received a gift from God. We should consider all creatures as feeble tools in the hands of an all-powerful craftsman, and should easily recognize that we lack nothing, and that God's continued care gives us each moment what is good for us." St. Paul puts the matter more simply when he writes to the Christians in the city of Philippi, "My God shall supply all your need. My God shall supply all your need." And then there are those wonderful words of the 17th century hymn writer Paul Gerhardt, who sings, "Though all the powers of evil the will of God oppose, his purpose will not falter, his pleasure onward goes. Whate'er God's will resolveth, whatever he intends, will always be accomplished true to his aims and ends." Yes, we, like the disciples, are slow learners. And like them, we're often eager to know more than we, in fact, need to know. The prophet Isaiah says, "Truly thou art a God who hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Truly thou art a God who hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior." And Dr. Luther says, "God is a supernatural and inscrutable being who exists at the same time in every little seed, whole and entire, yet also in all and above all, and outside all created things. He is an inexpressible being above and beyond all that can be imagined. And yet we know him as Jesus, our Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us in the manger. God with us on the cross, God with us in the bread and the wine of his supper." Yes, like the disciples, we are slow learners, slow to grasp even what he has shown us of himself, slow to remember, slow to understand. But that doesn't finally matter, because what finally matters is not that you and I know and understand God, but that he fully understands and knows us, each and every one, in all our ignorance, in all our perplexity, in our dying, in our sin, and yet forgives and loves us still, and according to his unsearchable wisdom supplies all our need in this life, until that day when we shall see him face to face, both our Lord God and also our human brother, bearing still in his risen body the marks of the nails and spear, the marks of love as we sing, crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side. Rich wounds, yet visible above in beauty glorified. No angels in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bend their wondering eyes at mysteries so bright. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And now, having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not.